The next time a hazy sense of comprehension dawned, it was absolutely bewildered, not surprisingly either. If memory served correctly, it should have been on a Yamanote train platform. Yet, after coming to, it was somehow inside a massive Western-style stone building, getting its mouth wiped by a nun who seemed to be a nursemaid. If this was a hospital, then a safe assumption could be made that there had been some sort of accident. Blurry vision could be explained by an injury as well. Yet now that its eyes could see clearly in the poor lighting, it could make out nuns in old-fashioned dresses. And the inadequate illumination apparently came from anachronistic gas lamps, unless things were not what they seemed. Tanya, dear, say, At the same time, it noticed a bizarre lack of electrical appliances nearby. In the civilized society of 2013, here was a room devoid of electronics yet riddled with items long considered antiques. Are they Menmorites or Amish? But why? What am I doing here with them? Tanya, dear, Tanya! The situation was a difficult one to grasp. The confusion only deepened. Come now, won't you open your mouth for me, dear? Tanya! I don't understand. This was precisely the problem. That was why it hadn't noticed the spoon the nun had held out. But of course, even if it had noticed the spoon, never in a million years would it have dreamed of eating the preferred smushy food. Surely the spoon was meant for this Tanya dear. But while all these thoughts were swirling around, the nun finally began to lose her patience. With a sweet yet stern smile that brokered no argument, she stuffed the spoon into its mouth. You mustn't be picky, dear. Open up. It was a scoop of vegetables that had been stewed into mush, but that single spoonful also thrust the truth at the hitherto uncomprehending Tanya. Stewed vegetables. That's what the nun had stuffed into its mouth. But for the person in question, the action only made things more bewildering. In other words, I am Tanya. Thus a cry arose from the depths of its soul. Why? August 14th, AD 1971, United States of America. On August 14th, 1971, a team of researchers led by Dr. Philip Zimbardo commenced an experiment under a grant